Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm excited to introduce you guys to exosomes today. And I'm interviewing Adha Bafar. He is one of the world experts on exosomes. So Dr. Bafar is a transplant cardiologist, professor of medicine at the Mayo Clinic. He is the director for translation and director of the Van Cleve Cardiac Regenerative Medicine Program at the Mayo Clinic. So, but not only does he work on hearts in his spare time, he does a lot of regenerative medicine research. And he's leading the manufacturing process of these amazing new products called exosomes. And he's coming out with a whole skincare line about it. Today, we're going to learn about what exosomes are, exactly how they're going to morph and transform the delivery of drugs, your skincare, and bioregenerative medicine in general. Welcome, Dr. Bafar.
Nice to be here with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
My goodness, I'm so honored. You've won a Young Investigator Award with the American College of Cardiology. You are really a cardiac transplant surgeon. You're a very high-powered individual from the Mayo Clinic.
Well, we do our part. I think there's a lot of interest in trying to drive forward cardiac regeneration and actually tissue regeneration in general. As we learn more and more about the science of regenerative medicine, we've really realized that the body can heal itself and it just needs the right messages to do so.
Well, so let's start with the basics because I think that many of us may have seen products with exosomes popping up in aesthetics at various meetings, but it's not 100% clear to us exactly what is an exosome and how does it work.
Well, so I think the easiest way for you to think about an exosome is simply the same way that you think about how one person talks to another person. Exosomes are essentially the words that a cell uses to communicate with its environment. That's simply it. And there are millions of exosomes in the body, just like there are millions of words that allow us to talk to one another. There are millions of these exosomes that drive all sorts of processes in your body. And what's really unique about exosomes is that they have on their surface a little bit of Velcro. They're really sticky. So when a cell shoots them out into the body, these exosomes are really programmed to go and find their destination and stick to it.
Are they biopeptides? Are they kind of short chains of DNA, amino acids? Like specifically, what's an exosome?
So an exosome is a lipid sphere. It has a phospholipid bilayer, which is identical to what the cell membrane is. And the way that it's designed is really to preserve and protect key messages in your body. So imagine if you're sending an email and you want to make sure it's protected, you encrypt it, right? So an exosome is like an encrypted message that really doesn't let the message deteriorate until it's landed in its destination. And it does that through housing these key messages inside that lipid layer and putting proteins on the surface of that lipid layer to protect and also to target that product to its destination.
And you've used exosomes in cardiac medicine, in terms of trying to regenerate damaged vessels, damaged area of cardiac cell walls,
Yeah,
muscle of the heart.
so what we've worked on is, there are, as I said, millions of these exosomes in the body, but there's only a few types of exosomes that regenerate tissue, that foster healing of tissue. And these exosomes drive very specific processes that include blocking oxidative stress, right? So you hear a lot about things that reduce oxidative stress on skin. Well, that's extremely important also to prevent damage to your heart. And so the regenerative exosomes that we've identified and purified in large part block oxidative damage. And so, yes, we're using those to get new blood vessels in the heart, as well as preventing cells from dying in the setting of heart attack.
And what made you think of starting to use exosomes in terms of aesthetics and aesthetic medicine?
Well, so as we started to look at what these regenerative exosomes do, and really started to study the types of processes they drive in the body, which I mentioned includes reducing oxidative stress, but it's also blood vessel formation. It's causing the stem cells and tissues to grow and heal, as well as telling your immune system to flip towards a regenerative, a building phase, rather than I'm infected, I'm going to become inflamed phase. So it does all four of these things. And although we were initially focused on using it for cardiac protection and cardiac regeneration, given that, you know, the product was discovered at the Mayo Clinic, we have many colleagues in multiple different areas who are also interested in driving forward their research and their fields. And so one of my colleagues, Steve Moran, who's a plastic surgeon, the former chair of plastic surgery at Mayo, we've been collaborating with them now for over 6 years. And he took this product and started to apply it to dermal conditions, wound healing, topical application, all the way to tendon healing, fat transplant, etc., and really started to document some unique properties for soft tissue healing and even anti-aging in that organ. And so we realized that although this is very exciting for the heart, there's a lot of other applications that these regenerative exosomes can be used for.
Amazing. I was wondering if you could detail, kind of, everybody's heard of stem cells, of course, for regenerative medicine. Everybody's heard of platelet-rich plasma. Where do you think that exosomes fall in the scale of those two products?
So I think to put it into perspective, it's much easier to understand if you just describe something people experience in their daily lives, and I think it'll make sense. So when you take apart any tissue in the body, you realize that every single capillary bed is lined with mesenchymal stem cells. They're called stromal stem cells, right? And in the setting of injury, so if you cut yourself or you bang your knee, you disrupt those capillary beds, right? You disrupt them and you look down and you say, oh, I have a bruise, or oh, I'm bleeding. And that trigger is what drives regenerative events in the body. And what happens is that when blood comes out of the capillary bed, there's a particular cell there, the platelet, that's in charge of telling the tissue, it's in charge of blocking, you know, more bleeding, but it's also in charge of telling tissues and the cells surrounding that, hey, I've been injured and you need to start dividing, growing, and starting to heal this. So the platelets are actually in charge of releasing the exosomes that drive all of these regenerative events. The stem cells are in charge of hearing that message and driving regenerative events, but you have plenty of stem cells in all of your tissues. What happens as we age or in chronic disease is that your capillary bed density goes way down. And so the input of those platelets in the tissues as you get sun damage or as you get injury goes away. So either by culturing stem cells in serum growth factor rich media, or by imposing PRP, we can start to recapitulate the losses that you have with aging or with chronic disease. Now, exosomes are the active ingredient across all of those different platforms. And so what we learned over many years of research was, well, maybe we don't need these sort of middlemen type of technologies, but maybe we can actually purify the active ingredient of healing, which is the exosome. And maybe we can purify from platelets, which is the main source, and deliver that to any areas of need. So that's what we focused on.
I think that one of the things that makes people dubious about regenerative medicine is the fact that there's so many people hawking so many different kinds of stem cell therapy, mm-hmm. and the fact that platelet-rich plasma is difficult to quantitate, the exact yield of what you're using and the, you know, the kind of the dose response curve of the products. How do exosomes fare in terms of being measurable, in terms of being reproducible, guaranteed kind of results?
So I think that that's really been our challenge in regenerative medicine, has been that even with the most rigorous, and if you go back and look at my publication track record, we have, you know, over 100-150 papers on characterizing purity of stem cells and maximizing their benefit. But we could never get them so that I could guarantee that each dose would be identical to the next. It's a living entity, right? It changes with the environment.
Right.
PRP changes with the person, right? Like every single person is their own donor. And so it becomes very variable and almost impossible to create a uniform product. What we do is we actually purify platelets, which is a standard operation that's used across every blood bank in the country. We get those purified platelets, and in a very controlled environment, in large, large scale, we collect the exosomes from them. And so we're able to get an extremely consistent product that then we validate and release as being identical from dose to dose to dose to dose. And that's how we manufacture and release this product. And we have several steps in there to ensure that we have absolute sterility and purity of this product as it's being manufactured. And then the last step, which is extremely important, is actually, well, how do you ship it to the clinic so that people can receive it? And that's been a big challenge again with stem cells, because you have to freeze it, you have to thaw it. Did you mess up? Well, what we figured out how to do is purify these exosomes in a way where you could actually lyophilize them at the end. And so they're room temperature stable, and we release them now for 2 years shelf stability at room temperature. And so we're able to send these anywhere, really on the planet, and still be assured that they'll work consistently.
So it's a powder, stable at room temperature. You're going to reconstitute it?
Yeah, so it's just soluble in water or saline.
Amazing. So this is quite innovative. This is a whole new trajectory of a tool that we can use for skincare and aesthetics as well. Is this going to be an injectable product or a topical product?
So we have an effort that's really focused on a clinical application of these purified exosomes. And that's really going to focus on developing an injectable, but, you know, primarily, you know, cardiovascular applications, wound healing, orthopedic applications, etc. But we do also have an approach where we've been able to derive these exosomes in a manner which allows us to use them topically. Those we call human platelet extract. Mm-hmm. And those will be available topically and can be used in that way.
And are you more excited as a physician about the cardiac regenerative orthopedic applications or a little more excited about aesthetic? I'm just curious, the anti-aging benefit.
Well, I think both have their own place. Obviously, as someone who's spent their whole life on cardiac research, you know, my heart's going to be where the heart is, right?
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, as a physician in an institution that takes care of very sick individuals, when those individuals can wake up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror and see someone looking back that is looking healthy, that's half the battle of getting them to really take the steps towards not just a longer life, but a higher quality of life. It's what I call extending your health span, not just your lifespan. And I think aesthetics is a key component of that. And we're very excited to be able to contribute to that.
I think that is very true. The health span, the quality time that you have, it's not just being alive, being decrepit, being aged, being, you know, losing confidence and not feeling you retain your self-identity and attractiveness. It has to be health span. And I think that human confidence is everything. You can do very little if you lack self-esteem, confidence, and your attractiveness matters actually to putting your best face forward to the world. So it's interesting. In terms of skincare, what kind of applications will we see with exosomes?
So initially what we're focused on is anti-aging applications. This product is massively antioxidant. And so I think that with that potency, it's going to be able to really reverse some of the environmental harms that we see on skin. And actually, there's a trial right now that is finishing at Mayo Clinic, a cosmetic study, looking indeed at the anti-aging potencies of this technology. We have in our pilot testing of the technology seen anti-redness effect as well. We've seen benefit for things like broken capillaries, aging spots, and even evenness of tone and pore size. I think all of it goes down the road of anti-aging. In the longer term, I think we will look at how this technology can potentially help facilitate, let's say, more rapid recovery after ablative procedures like ablative lasers or microneedling. But in the initial phase, our focus is anti-aging.
And I think that that's going to be incredible. How do exosomes compare to the importance of antioxidants for skin, retinol, retin-A for skin? Like, so far we have some workhorse products that are super critical for great skin. Antioxidants, sunscreen, retinoids. Do you think exosomes are going to be the fourth pillar?
I really do think they're going to be the fourth pillar because they don't... they work in a different way. I think they are going to be a huge workhorse for you in terms of antioxidant potency. The way to think about exosomes, let's say, versus vitamin C, is that vitamin C essentially is a neutralizing agent where it hits a free radical and the two disappear, essentially, right?
Yes.
Exosomes donate mitochondrial enzymes that actually prevents free radicals from ever forming, right? So their job is to never let the skin even form the free radicals to begin with. So when you compare them head to head, their ability to wipe out free radicals is many, many logs higher than an agent like vitamin C. So I think that's going to be a very unique tool for the dermatologist. Retinol facilitates cellular turnover. What the exosomes are going to be able to complement there is that the cells that turn over will remain young, right? So there will be a youthful cellular turnover, as well as these EVs will be able to minimize any pro-inflammatory events that are seen with retinoic acid or derivative exposure. So by polarizing the immune system away from inflammatory and towards a regenerative state, we're going to see with exosomes the ability really to avoid redness and inflammation as other pro-healing or pro-regenerative events are implemented. So I really do think it's going to be a unique additive pillar and will be very synergistic with what's available.
Can you encapsulate other products within exosomes? Like, can you put a retinoid in an exosome, or will that change delivery of other products to cells and to skin?
So I think you already see the use of liposomes in a lot of not just aesthetics medicine, but also even in things like the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine.
Yes.
What's unique about exosomes is that they are a biopotent liposome, right? They have unique features that lets them be much more powerful in delivering whatever drug, gene, or protein you put in them. So I that's exactly where now our research focuses, is to understand what things can we put into exosomes to really enhance the potency of drugs. Our focus right now is maybe more on chemotherapeutics, because localizing and making chemo sticky would be very interesting, right? If you have a solid tumor. And so that's really been where a lot of our research is. But down the road, we can really imagine encapsulating anything. And so that's why I started with saying any of your favorite drugs may one day be inside of an exosome.
Interesting. Antibiotics, anything can be delivered more powerfully and better. Do they cross the blood-brain barrier? Like, can this be a brain delivery mechanism too?
It can. You have to have a specialized type of exosome that would more favorably track there. You have really minimal blood-brain barrier crossing of exosomes usually, unless there's some break. So if there's a stroke or if there's spinal cord trauma, those exosomes definitely cross the blood-brain barrier. But there are unique features you can add to exosomes to allow them to cross. Yes.
Interesting. Well, what's another interesting fact about you and your research that maybe the audience doesn't know about exosomes, about how long and hard you've worked on this?
Well, so I would say that up to about 10 years ago, I was the most hardcore stem cell guy on the planet.
Really?
If you told me that in 2021, I would be saying stem cells are a thing of the past and exosomes are here to stay and the future of RegMed, I would be shocked. But, you know, as a scientist, you got to go where the data is. And all signals for us pointed to this field of innovation being really the next chapter.
How do you predict that regenerative medicine will change? Like, if you had to predict some 2022 trends for regenerative medicine aesthetics, would love to hear your thoughts.
I think in 2022, we're definitely going to see a larger preponderance of soft tissue healing technologies. I think that you in 2021 already saw the emergence of something called biostimulatory injectables.
Yes.
I think that
I'm a fan.
You're a fan, and it works because it causes specific events at the level of the skin that drives favorable long-lasting outcomes. What I think we're going to start to see in 2022 is that not just with addition of technologies and polymers that may stimulate bioactivity, but we'll actually start to see fit-for-purpose biopotentiated injectables where you can tailor the biological response at the tissue level following injection of a hydrogel. And where I really see the future, like 2023, 4, 5, is that we're going to see the pendulum swing away from HA just as an inert injectable towards technologies that can truly reverse skin aging from within and potentially even foster restoration of subcutaneous microvasculature and fat tissue and adipose tissue, which is, you know, one of the biggest drivers of looking old.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be amazing to regrow youthful facial fat, to be able to titrate it for one thing, mm-hmm. and have it be very reproducible and reliable for another thing. But that may be a bit farther away. Is there risk with exosomes of generating cancerous changes anytime we grow tissue? Is there neoplasia risk?
So what I would tell you is that in the current state that we generate exosomes, and really most people generate exosomes, the risk is almost zero. And the reason for that is that we're purifying naturally derived exosomes. In other words, these are exosomes that are generated through billions of years of evolution, right? And when we look at the molecular signatures, and we actually, for our FDA trials, prove this, they titrate themselves in terms of dose. So if you give too much, they actually put brakes on cell growth on their own. And there are particular molecules in the exosomes where once a cell starts to touch another cell, you get full stoppage of further cell growth. And they're what we call them are asymptotic cultures, which means they drive cell growth for a period, but as soon as the cells touch each other, you get a flat line. And that's really a product of what happens in your body every day, right? You don't get these uncontrolled growth events. And so naturally derived products won't drive these uncontrolled growth events.
Well, that's amazing. I think that this field has so much impact potentially coming forward. And I think in terms of skin, these biostimulators are terrific, but sometimes they almost create like a fibrotic type of collagen production, not necessarily like the supple, stretchy, good kind. So I'm hoping that maybe it's another vehicle for improving the youthfulness of skin that doesn't create, the kind of dense fibrosis that sometimes these collagen stimulators can create.
Yeah, I think where I see the evolution is from biostimulation to biopotentiation, right? Teach the body to drive regenerative events. Don't trigger or stimulate, fibrotic responses that mimic regenerative events, right? So that's really, I think, where we're hoping will be the evolution in the science of injectables, is from a biostimulator to a biopotentiated hydrogel. And I think the exosomes will be that delta.
Well, tell me a little bit about your company that you've created. I want to definitely give you guys a shout out because you've invested so much passion into the work and the research. Tell us about Rion.
Yeah, so Rion is the startup that we created out of Mayo Clinic, really out of the research that came out of my lab. And Rion is based on all of the intellectual property that went into figuring out how to purify exosomes without destroying the lipid bilayer, keeping them intact, and being able to lyophilize them so that they're room temperature stable. It's based on all the innovation that went into figuring out how to get platelets to only secrete regenerative exosomes instead of, we call them regenosomes, instead of inflammasomes, or, exosomes that would cause cell death or other events. Platelets do a lot of things in the body. We just wanted to do this one thing. And then really the company has taken something that came out of the bench at an academic center and has now scaled it such that we can make thousands and thousands of uniform doses of this product. And it's really been able to, so far, partner actually with Mayo Clinic in executing clinical trials, studying the impact of exosomes on heart attack and on wound healing, with an eye towards doing many more clinical trials in the future. In parallel, the company has also created an aesthetics effort and developed a cousin technology to what we call the platelet exosomes, which is human platelet extract. And it's looking to commercialize the human platelet extract topical product in the next year. There are going to be specific sites starting early in the year that'll have access to this technology, but there will be a nationwide launch by Q3 of next year for the cosmetic product.
That's incredible. I can't wait to try it. Are you already using it for your glowy skin there?
you look good. Actually, I am not a skin guy, right? I'm soap and water sort of guy. This stuff really makes, like, you know, you put it on, and even I'm a believer, even though, you know, I'm part of the technology. I'm not a skincare guy, but you put this stuff on and you're like, oh my God, I do look better. So I have become a user of the HPE technology. Yes.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait for you to send me some. Where can all my listeners find you on Instagram and your various handles?
So it's just my first and last name, Adabafar. That's where I am at on Instagram. I have to admit, I'm not a big social media guy. So
I'll teach you. No problems.
Perfect.
I'll teach
perfect.
You.
I'm just trying to learn how to use even like LinkedIn and Twitter, you know?
Oh my goodness. Well, that's spelled ATTA, Ada, and his last name BEHFAR, Adabafar. And the company is called Rion, Rion. And I hope you guys will go public soon. I can't wait to get involved. I'd love to be one of the initial people to trial the product and maybe even try the injectable version. It sounds really amazing.
No, well, thank you. And we appreciate it. We're excited to really partner with you and work with you to try to really learn more, right? I think, you know, the more experts start to use the product, we get to learn more about the clinical indications and applications as well. So we're very excited to finally get to this point where we can now share with colleagues and move the field forward.
Well, this is wonderful. I'm thrilled to be one of the first people in aesthetics talking about exosomes in a very understandable, relatable way. I hope people are going to dive in deep and learn about the science and technology. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can start with the basic pillars of vitamin C, retinol, or Diamond Line Refine is amazing. And someday soon, we'll have an exosome product out there that we can use with the Rion products. Don't forget to try to stay beautiful, keep your body protected, use your antioxidants. Regenerative medicine is the next threshold of this aesthetic industry, and I'm so excited to pioneer it with you. Thank you again, Dr. Bafar. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.